I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 5th. Families of Quincy Public School students who have been in close contact with a positive COVID-19 case will get an automated phone call, text, or email instead of an individual phone call. Officials say the dramatic increase in positive cases is making it impossible to make individual calls to families, so they'll be using the automated school messenger system instead. Quincy School Committeeman Paul Bergoli is on a voluntary leave of absence as an investigation is underway into whether he promised extended playing time and captain positions for certain students as the girls' varsity basketball coach at North Quincy High School. Assistant coach Matt Ramponi is serving as the interim coach until the investigation is completed. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says she is considering reactivating the Long Island shelter to help with the homeless situation at Mass and Cass in Boston. Wu visited the island recently and said it is full of potential. No word on how people would get there or when. City of Quincy continues to fight against a plan to rebuild the Long Island Bridge. An online open house continues through January 17th about housing development in the city of Quincy over the next 5 years. The city is working with the Metropolitan Area Planning Council on that plan with a focus on affordable housing. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 5th.